Blaine Gabbert, I want to know why we should draft you.
Because if you don't draft me, I'm going to have to beat you for the next 15 years.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
It's the land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we boo. Land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we
got Zimmel, Tony, Kevin Plow, and Agent Dave, Jay Wild Tyler, and Leaf Blast Terrible Trades, Alex and Andrew, and don't forget the good old Eason, our fantasy football league, tis the season.
It's the land of 10,000 plus coons. Not even our commissioner's bringing the news. Throwing in 40 bucks and pray we don't lose. As the saying goes, either way we booze.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna need to clean up on aisle 5 after that one, man. I'll tell you what, you might.
Welcome to season three, episode three of the Land of 10,000 Plus Coons Fantasy League Podcast. As always, your hosts, Ryan Eason, Team Double Vag, Double Anal. Tonight I got a special guest host, one of the league members, ladies and gentlemen, the famous Dave, David Telson. Dave, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks for coming over, doing the cast, doing the pod, appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, it's also OPS 1000 now.
OPS 1000?
If you know what that is. Baseball? Softball?
Ooh, yeah.
On base percentage plus slugging percentage?
Yeah, I heard you hit a dinger the other night.
Yeah.
Call you
Bung. I did.
Bung Hill Parker, whatever his name is.
That's good his name? Enough. That's actually pretty good.
That's pretty close?
Yeah.
Okay. But thanks for joining me. Got a lot to talk about. Unfortunately, wasn't able to record the episode last week. I apologize about that. So we got a lot to cover. I got to review last weekend's matchups, go into this week's matchups, talk about fantasy news, some sleepers, some players to sit, some players to not sit. Gonna be fun. And we'll start things off as always. 350 Club, $3.50. You can get your name shout out on every episode. So we got Max Gerke, Alex Williams, and Tony Raker. Thank you, boys, for the 350. And pretty much this podcast is never serious any of the time, but we're going to take a moment to actually be serious. It's 18 years since 9/11, never forget. So let's take a quick moment of silence. Okay, and on with the show. You wanted to play a video and right with a guy butchering 9/11 made you think of a video that
it's found. Patriotic
I saw it though.
This guy's it's the very tail end of God Bless America a few weeks ago when the Twins played the Rangers, so just quickie.
Could have finished a little stronger.
He ran on gas and air and everything, so.
Yeah, you know.
Patriotic.
For better, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all
he
right.
He was good for 99.2% of it.
Yeah. But, yeah. How many fantasy leagues are you in this year?
Two. Yeah, I inherited a team in a different league.
All right. How's the record week after week one?
Bad.
You're 0-2.
Bad. Yeah.
You're 0-2?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. All right. Yeah, I'm 1-1 in mine.
Apparently, I set the worst lineup possible in my other league, statistically. Like, out of anyone that could have that was in the league, I set the worst lineup.
Okay. Well, we'll do our recap of week one. Before I do that, though, there's some business we got to take care of with the league. I did notice. If you go into the league homepage, I noticed, you know, I wanted to cover this last week, but didn't have the episode. I go in and it's called the Land of 10,010 Coon Rapidians. Rapidians?
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 That's terrible.
The fuck is this? The fuck is this, Commissioner? We don't even do a power poll on the
changes? Well, okay, Tony's polls are always.
Our commissioner.
Yeah.
Notice the finger. If you can see it, what are my fingers doing right now?
Air quotes.
They're doing air quotes. Our commissioner goes and changes the fucking league name. My podcast is called the Land of 10,000 Plus Coons Fantasy League Podcast. What am I even doing a podcast of anymore?
Yeah, that's a lie.
I don't even know what I'm fucking doing on weeknights.
Was that in the group message?
He just went and did it. No, it wasn't on shit. He just fucking did it. He just thought he would do that and be cool. This is so 2019 of him. Just had to be politically correct. Like, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
This is a fantasy football league with a group of guys that grew up in high school together from the city of Coon Rapids, and we're called Coons or Cooners or Coonies.
But not Coon Rapidians.
Never been called a Coon Rapidian in my life. It doesn't even make fucking sense. There's nothing wrong with the Land of 10,000 Plus Coons. Fucking change it, Tony. It's fucking bullshit. I better see it changed after you listen to this episode. There's nothing wrong with Coons. Coons, 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 Coons. I'm going to be airing an episode next week. I'm not going to get banned. There's nothing wrong with saying Coons. There's nothing wrong with having it on ESPN. If there was, they'd fucking tell you, no, you can't write the word Coons down in your league, whatever name. They would block it. I don't know. They probably block, like, fucking, like.
They do. I've tried.
Yeah, and shit. Yeah, so they didn't block Coons. So it's obviously not bad.
Man. Tony Ray.
Fucking bullshit. I got the fantasy podcast logo that says Coons and everything. Now
Tony's going soft.
Yeah, 10,010 Coons. Please, for the love of fuck, Tony. It's the 10,010 Coons. I'm not doing this Coon Rapidians.
We could take a poll.
We need a power poll. We didn't have a power poll.
We could do a group message, put a poll out right now, and by the end of the pod, see what it's at.
Get a poll, dude. Get a poll going at the end of the match. I don't know. No, I don't know. Should we wait?
Sure.
Let's wait. All right. Anyways, got that off my chest.
God. That was a hot take.
And then we got the playoff preview. What the fuck is this shit?
Already?
This is old content. Get this shit out of here.
Oh, yikes.
Get the fucking playoff preview out of the Fantasy League homepage, Tony. It's 2019. It's a new season.
Priorities, dude.
Get this
change the league name over the...
God.
Oh.
So you know he saw the playoff preview because he changed the league name, I'm guessing. God, get that shit out of here. Anyways.
It's true.
I love you, but fuck. All right. Let's go on to week one recap. Let's do some fastest three minutes, huh? See how our teams did around the league.
I don't want to talk about my team.
No, we're going to. All right, first up, we had the Catalino Von Mixon, Kevin Plow facing double badge, double in with yours truly, Ryan Eason. Quarterback matchup, we had Drew Brees versus Tom Brady. You must be thinking, Eason, is this a fantasy matchup from 2007? No, it's actually 2019. These guys are still relevant somehow. Brees putting up a respectable 20.8. Tom Brady with 25.6, getting it done. Joe Mixon getting hurt right away in the game, only getting 1.7. That was going to be the downfall for Kevin Plow. Marlon Mack with the performance of a lifetime, making up for it with 25.4. Darius Geis getting hurt for me, so we each had one guy hurt. Carry on my wayward Johnson, not really doing dick. Wide receivers had a lot of average performances, I'd say, between Michael Thomas and Tyler Lockett for Plow, and Robert Woods and Keenan Allen for East. Keenan Allen had a pretty good game.
Yeah, yeah.
And our defenses and kickers had good performances, with each defense getting 14 and 15 points, respectfully. But double bad, double anna with this tight end performance from Delanie Walker. Not one, but dose touchdowns. Outperforming O.J. Howard, and that was really the difference maker in this matchup. Double badge, double anal, 114.6 to 102.7 by Plow. Agent Dave, your thoughts?
I don't know if I saw that coming, if I'm going to be honest.
No, yeah.
But I really didn't.
Mad, David playing my keeper.
43-year-old Tom, was he 43? 43,
I think.
The 43-year-old Tom Brady comes through with a 25.6er. That's a sixer.
Didn't even play my keepers. Had James White and Matt Ryan as my keepers.
We didn't even
play him. Threw him on the bench. Don't fucking need him.
Did you lost?
They're just for show. Oh, James White did better than Darius Geis. I put in Darius Geis last minute. James White would have made his score more points. Didn't even need him.
Didn't even matter. All right.
Next matchup. We got Vance Refrigeration, Jordan Wommel playing Captain Redbeard, Tyler Herman. Both of these guys are always changing their team name. I never quite know what they're talking about right away, but eventually I catch on. We got Lamar Jackson versus Carson Wentz. Let's see here. Lamar Jackson, performance of a lifetime, getting 5 touchdowns, 33.6 points. Holy fuck. Carson Wentz, respectable showing, but not quite as good at 25. Two solid running backs in David Johnson and Zeke. David Johnson actually outperforming him, though. Wow. Josh Jacobs, the rookie with the performance, just pounding through the Broncos. I'm always skeptical on rookie running backs. I'll tell you what, Agent Dave, this is a rookie running back. He's going to be good.
He's going to be real good.
He's going to be good. We're giving him the rock. Chris Carson, I like him. He got 18.1. Julio and DeAndre Hopkins. Whew, what a wide receiver battle there. But DeAndre Hopkins got the best of him, 23.1. Vikings shut Julio down. They typically do. Can't handle that arm length of road. Juju Smith-Schuster and Cortland Sutton in a close matchup. Got Walmart winning 136.8 to 103.6.
Yeah, this wasn't even close. And Jordan was at Al's Sunday night complaining about how his team's going to lose to Tyler. And then I told Jordan, like, you're going to be fine. Everything's going to be okay. And
yeah,
he wins by 30.
He wins by 30. Wasn't he fucking close? You got Josh Jacobs, and he actually panned out. And DeAndre Hopkins. You had Juju Smith-Schuster as your keeper, and he didn't even do dick, and he put up 130. Just wait until that guy actually does stuff, and actually the Steelers' offense can play.
Yeah, it could have been worse. Tyler could have put the Jags D at minus 8.
Next up, we got StarCraft Bamachun Zimmel playing Wadu Eckler.
It's a Twitch.
Okay, I have no fucking idea what he's talking about. But it's Alex Williams, a pal Al. Baker Mayfield playing Mahomes. No surprise there. Mahomes won in that matchup. Leonard Fournette playing Dalvin Cook. That was a good running back matchup. But Cook absolutely steamrolling through that Falcons defense, putting up 24 points. Fournette didn't really have himself a game. Le'Veon Bell, your favorite player of all time, Dave. My least favorite player, put up 12.5. Montgomery, sucks dick for the Bears so far.
Montgomery.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks and Thielen had an even matchup. 22.7 points by Mark Ingram from StarCraft. Bam tunes into the highlight of his team. Really the only highlight. He loses to Al, 82.9, 141. Very solid performance by Al overall. Austin Eckler, 33.4. And did I see his kicker and his defense both got 17? Jesus Christ.
Well, did you see that Jared didn't even play a kicker?
Jared did not even play a kicker.
Jared had a kicker that was cut from his team, and then he picked up a kicker that was injured. He didn't even play.
Nah, you know.
That's a Jared Zimmel move.
He's going right down the lineup, and sometimes I just run out of breath and forget about the kicker. So thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah, I don't even know if we dropped that guy yet. Nope, he's still there. Mike Badgley. I always thought his name was.
Does Zimmel know we play for a $100 buy-in now and not $20 anymore? Like, does he even care?
Look at his bench, though. His bench did really well.
Jared's team is actually not that bad.
It's not.
Bad performance this week. Should have played a kicker. Might have gotten you
60 points.
maybe it would have only lost by 50.
Yeah. Oh, the gun of the week.
Gruden the Trade Master, David Leifad, going up against Just Paid Melvin. Tony Raker, a.k.a. Phony Faker. Got Mitchell Trubisky, or I like to call him Bitch Trubisky, going up against Jared Goff, the Goffster. Terrible performance. What? 9.4? Am I seeing that right?
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense. All right. Alvin Kamara didn't do his thing. 16.9 going up against Chubb with only about half that amount of points. Kenyon Drake wasn't really high on him for good reason. 2.7. The Dolphins are barely functioning as an NFL team at this point. Don't play Dolphin fantasy football players. That's going to be my take right there.
They all want to be traded.
OBJ, the Browns look terrible, so he didn't do anything. Larry Fitz was the highlight, though, in Phony Baker's team with 17.3. Somehow still won, even though he 17.3 was his highest performer, and he had 0 points from his defense. Is Tony the one who always can't play pick a defense? Right?
I think
isn't
so,
that
that's definitely
continuing
him
to shine in that performance.
Yes.
But the Eagles D with 0 points. Study up how to pick defenses, Baker, you fucking fuck. God.
The second lowest score of the week gets a win.
Yeah, and Leaf bad. Yeah, just couldn't do anything. 78.5 to 82.2. What a crock of shit. Baker didn't want to change the matchups. Tyler pointed it out, or Jordan did, or someone. And he's like, nah, they're good. Fucking wonder. You're playing the Leaf bad. The guy who had the worst roster and the lowest scoring grade going into the draft analysis. No wonder why. I think you would have lost to just about everyone else.
He has the second lowest score. Literally would have lost to any other team besides Leaf.
What a crock of shit. Between this and 10,000 Epidians, Tony's on my fucking...
Impeach.
He's on my he's on my hit list. Yeah.
Hit list.
You're on the list. Next up. Without Le'Veon Bell playing Chloe Fisher.
Get this name right.
Sorry, I thought that was your record. There's your
record. It is my record.
0-1 without Le'Veon Bell. With nice rhyme. David Salzman playing the coefficient Andrew Flick.
Wait, that's not a rhyme.
Whatever. What? 0-1 without Le'Veon Bell. No, it's not.
What?
I don't know. I'm drunk. I'm on my second big wave. Deshaun Watson playing Aaron Rodgers. Deshaun Watson looks fucking good. Good quarterback. Good fantasy quarterback. 30.7 for you. What are some other guys you had? Christian McCaffrey at 15. He's the whole Panthers offense. He should be good. And Saquon, 17. Kind of almost a little light, though, for them. Oh, wait. Those were their projections. I'm drunk. 32.9 for Christian. Hell of a performance. And 13 for Saquon. Little light for him. The rest of your team, no, Dave. Just absolutely abysmal.
Abysmal.
5.6, 6.3, 6, 1.1. 11 by the Bills D. That was a sneaky good play.
Yeah. Top 10 defense last week.
But wasn't quite enough to overcome the Coley Fish and Andrew Flick, was it, with his performances by Amari Cooper, the Pooper, 16.6, and Derrick Henry was really the thorn in your balls, the 27.9. You lose by 0.8, 114.3 to 113.5. And Dave, your thoughts?
I hate everything. Le'Veon Bell would have won me that matchup.
What happened in the draft again with Le'Veon Bell? You had him.
I got the 1-2-3 count on $50.
And then Jared came in.
Oh, wait, what did we have?
Why didn't you stop Ben Jared?
Because I had $90. And you would have gotten a 60, I bet.
I'm not following. Why didn't you?
You said 53.
If you had $90, you could have just kept going.
Yeah, and then I would have had three players with like $30 left.
Right, but you would have been able to start Le'Veon Bell instead of Devonta Freeman, who scored 1.1.
Oh, because he'll do that every week.
Oh. Anyway.
And Derrick Henry scored a 75-yard touchdown reception.
Le'Veon Bell's a fucking piece of shit. Didn't want him anyways, Dave, trust me.
Derrick Henry scored more touchdowns than he had receptions last year.
Say that again, the music.
Derrick Henry scored more touchdowns than he had receptions last year, and he had a 75-yard touchdown reception last week. That's why I lost.
Yeah.
And Le'Veon Bell.
The guy can move for how big he is. The guy's got some wheels.
He can move into my ass. What?
Yeah.
No, wait. No. No.
So,
no.
What the hell does that even mean? Yeah, don't worry. It's not like that's recorded or anyways for the millions of our listeners to hear. Al got the most points. Leaf bad got the least. So Leaf bad, you owe Al $5. Standings, we got Allen first, Walmo in second, Double Badge, Double Anal in third, Coley Fishing in fourth, Tony in fifth, Asian Dave in sixth, is that Tyler in seventh?
Yeah.
Evan in eighth, Zimmo in ninth, and Leaf Bad in the shitter. All right, anything to talk about? Week one, we'll keep it specific with our fantasy, our league, anything to talk about? Is there any big waiver pickups that happened, you think?
I don't think they can happen yet.
What about before week one? Did anyone do anything sneaky? Should we take a peeky?
We could, yeah. I don't think anyone did. I think?
Yeah, I don't even know. Where do you even see that?
Like the
fucking fantasy ESPN fantasy changed their whole fucking website. I don't even know how to navigate this.
I think it's dropped.
Might be a rough go this year on the pod. I don't even know how to navigate through the website, which is how I keep things flowing throughout the show.
This isn't even a thing. It just says most added, most dropped.
All right, fuck it. Whatever. I'll figure it out for next episode. How to fucking look at waiver pickups. Retarded. Okay. Week one NFL fantasy overall. Anything that sticks out to you, players? How about we do surprise players? Who stood out to you fantasy wise? You're like, holy shit, did not expect that.
I didn't think Austin Eckler was going to go for 34.
Yeah,
I thought he was going to split time like significantly, like even with Justin Jackson.
What do you think that means for Melvin? I think
Melvin's not going to play on the Chargers this year.
No, I mean
DSG, Davis Thousand
Guaranteed. Their offense looked perfectly fine without Melvin.
Yeah,
like,
and
man, that guy, I don't know. These holdouts are just fucking so stupid because the teams they're just as fine, if not better, without them.
And Todd Gurley had two touchdowns taken away. Malcolm Brown had 5 red zone carries.
I don't like Gurley.
Two touchdowns, 11 carries, and Gurley had what, less than 20 carries. So. Yeah. That could be scary.
Let's talk about Lamar Jackson's performance. 5 touchdowns. There's no way 33 he points or so. There's no way he can keep that up. But do you think he'll be a solid fantasy quarterback throughout? I think there's still a question mark. But
he played the worst team in the NFL.
My favorite. Yeah. The Dolphins are so bad.
The worst team in the NFL.
The Dolphins are barely operating as an NFL franchise right now.
And he didn't. I think he only had a couple carries. So he did everything passing.
Yeah.
I think he'll be top 10.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
There's a lot of good quarterbacks.
Let's stick on the topic of quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield, a lot of hype with going around him. Didn't look good in week one. The Browns still look like the Browns. A little scary. My boy Njoku got a touchdown, but OBJ, not a lot outside of the Njoku touchdown and then on the receiving end. I don't know. Baker Mayfield, we'll see. It's only been 1 week, but
I wonder what the record for the teams that are in Hard Knocks are. Like how they do.
Well,
like during the season.
The Browns were on Hard Knocks not this past season.
Oh, yeah,
this past season
was the Raiders
won.
Yeah,
so.
Shut up.
No, you're good. But yeah, usually they don't make the playoffs after Hard Knocks. Like, there was a lot of hype with the Bucks on their Hard Knocks a few years ago, and they were fucking awful. I had to pay $100 tickets for a Bucks-Jets game because everyone thought Jameis Winston was good.
Yeah.
Turns out he's not. Turns out the Bucks sucked that year.
He's actually Jameis
overpaid.
Instant. There's no W's.
Right. We got that in quarterbacks. Receivers, there's a ton of receiver performances. Maybe I'll save that for the end when we just start doing sleepers. You can go through those receiver guys. There's like a handful of receivers that are like no one fucking has on their team that just like absolutely blew up. I feel like that always happens week one. So, all right, moving on. Let's see. So, yeah, we did the standings. Maybe let's do the Pussy Cam playlist where we talk about the NFL injuries.
Yeah.
And these are fantasy players you do not.
What
am I doing? What am I doing with my hand?
Two hands.
I thought it was one hand.
It's two. Hot. Not.
Oh, God. How do I fuck that up? It's not hot.
Not.
No. Well, you can do, I guess you can do this.
No, that's like you want to stay on like a 20 in blackjack.
All right. Not.
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 It's like hot, but you got to cross it.
Yeah. All right, we got Big Dick Nick first on the Pussy Can't playlist. That Pussy Can't Play. He's got a left clavicle, fractured clavicle. Yeah, I think it's the left one. Out at least 8 weeks. Oof.
Yikes.
Probably not a lot of people starting Big Dick Nick, but I'm a fan, so I put him on the list. I try to only keep this for relevant players. Like I saw, who was it, Sterling Shepard? We just saw got
hurt.
He's not making the Pussy Can't Play because you're not playing him anyways. Sterling fucking Shepard? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, next up on the list, we got Tyreek Hill. Sternolabacular injury. I don't even know what that means. But
I think it's the same
good.
Thing.
Out at least 6 weeks. Ouch.
Yeah.
It's probably
the number one.
It's probably the biggest.
Last
year. Yeah, probably the biggest name on the Pussy Camp playlist. Tevin Coleman. Out multiple weeks with an ankle sprain.
Damn.
Ouch. People play him, especially in PPR. Pussy's play receptions. Matt Breda's stock value went up a little bit there.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Joe Mixon. Sprained left ankle week to week. That Pussy Can't Play. I don't think he's playing week two, but he might come back week three. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe he could play week two.
Yeah.
We'll
should
see.
Should play. It's it should.
Should play. Should play. I'm not.
Should? I got time.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
You right.
Putting on the Pussy Can't Play left regardless.
List.
Devin Fuckness, left clavicle fracture, IR, out 8 weeks. Oof.
A lot of clavicles.
Yeah, the clavicle. Darius Geis, right knee meniscus. He's out multiple weeks. So Adrian Peterson and Chris Thompson are some players to look out for. Darius Geis, that pussy can't play. This poor fucking bastard. He was out all year with an ACL tear. Comes back ready to rip the league a new one and just gets hurt again.
Yeah, same knee that he tore his ACL in too.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah, it sucks dick. He's on my team.
Oh.
And probably other people's teams. And then Hunter Hurst Henry, Asian Dave's tight end. He's out. How long is he out for?
4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks. Are you going to start in replace of him?
Can't tell you.
Okay. Fair enough.
What about, are we talking about AB?
AB.
He's not a, not.
Now we got, we got AB on the pussy might not playlist.
Yeah?
Yeah, what's the latest with AB? What's the news? So, I can't even keep up with the timeline of this guy. It's like a bad episode of Dawson's Creek or something.
Never seen it.
It was a hit drama show on the WB back in the 90s. My sisters watched it. They taped it. Anyways, so the guy's on the Steelers. Guy's on the Steelers last year. Gets traded to the Raiders, right?
Gets traded to the Raiders, but the Patriots offered the first round pick for him. But the Steelers did not want to trade him.
Did not. Yeah, they didn't want him. They didn't want him to become a Patriot. Yes, I do know about that.
Those are the Raiders.
Those are the Raiders. Misses like pretty much all summer training camp.
Yep.
First it was a helmet. You didn't like the helmet.
Yep.
Then it was something with his feet. Frostbite on his feet. Yep. Those two kind of were aligned together right around the same timeline. Then he comes back, starts playing. He's in a couple episodes of Hard Knocks. They're hyping him up.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, he freaks out, calls the guy Cracker, kicks, jumps in trash cans, does Instagram posts. I don't know, probably missing a few things.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so he's potentially going to be suspended. And then he's not going to be suspended.
I don't know what the whole deal is. Yeah, it's a civil.
He was going to be suspended on Saturday, then they released him. And then,
He was going to play.
He was going to play.
So he apologized to the team.
Yep, he did apology. Yep, his agent was like, "You're a fucking idiot. Go apologize."
And then he put a video out of him talking to John Gruden.
Talking to John Gruden. Yep, that was Friday night.
Then he asked to be released on Saturday. Got released.
Saturday morning.
And got signed Saturday afternoon.
And then got signed Saturday evening. Yep, by the Patriots. And so now he's a New England.
Who have a connection with his agent.
And then it doesn't end because then out of nowhere, a few days later, allegations come out with him. What are the allegations? He
sexual assault charges from 2017 and 2018.
To the full story, he masturbated on.
Oh yeah, I looked.
He masturbated on a girl. He masturbated behind a girl and cummed on her ass.
Yeah, he masturbated. I think it was. I think they used other adjectives to describe it. Come on.
I think he jacked off. Behind her, on her back, and then he raped her. And this was happened about a year ago, right?
Yeah, year. I got.
Just tell me what you told her earlier, Dave. Sorry, I said that stupid. Just tell the audience what you told me earlier.
They watched a religious video less than a month. Brown furtively masturbated behind Taylor and ejaculated onto her back. That was 2017, and then they said he forced himself upon her in 2018 and raped her. And then she passed a lie detector test.
She passed a lie detector
confirming both of those allegations. So now it's he says it's a money claim. And
you're saying this was back in 2017, 2018.
Oh yeah, there's no police report
when he was the number one receiver in the NFL. So you're telling me she didn't want Antonio Brown's D back when he was on
they
the
had a connection since 2010. Yeah. They had a consensual relationship in 2010, I believe.
Yeah, now she's just coming out with all this crazy shit going on.
There'll be more to come out. Yeah, I'm honestly, if it's AB, I could almost see him doing something stupid. I don't know.
Right. But now the girl's saying it. She couldn't do it right away.
Yeah, so we'll see about
that. Wasn't Me Too movement going on back then? Like, couldn't she have done it right away?
I don't know. Right. Yeah, so the NFL, what, they seem to jump on stuff like that, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if he'll get suspended. I have no fucking idea. Who knows?
So, maybe. Yeah.
Pussy might not play. Who knows? Maybe it's a revolving door. It's a never-ending story with him.
Yeah.
Never-ending story.
Is that how that goes?
Yeah. You don't watch Stranger Things, do you?
No, don't. Spoiler alert!
Barely. All right, let's do some Ken Your Picks Beat Rick, shall we? See if we can get to the matchups here. So to refresh everyone's memories and Ken Your Picks Beat Rick's, me and the guest host or whoever I have going up against me, we'll predict the matchups. Winner gets a burrito from the loser. Make sense? Do you accept the challenge?
I accept.
All right, I pulled up a matchup here. We got Just Pay Melvin, Phony Faker, going up against Calvin Awan mixing Kevin Plow. In this matchup, Kevin Plow is projected to just barely beat Faker, 90.2 to 88.2. Asian Dave, you want to go first and who you like in this one?
No, let me see Tony's bench.
So why is it all grayed out?
I don't know.
I
don't understand this at all, actually.
I hate fucking ESPN.
Yeah.
And your bullshit changes.
That
makes sense.
Is Tony going to start Sammy Watkins? The guy who put up 198 yards and three touchdowns?
Yeah,
and he's the lead receiver on the best offense in the league now?
See, I don't know. A lot of the times I do these on Tuesday night, so it's like, he'll put him in.
It's Wednesday
night. Like, the games start tomorrow.
Well, the guy makes a lot of questionable calls, though, right?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say Evan's going to win only because I think Tony's not going to change that defense, and it's going to cost him. That's why.
Yep, you got Kevin Plow. So here's the thing with Tony's team, and I hinted at this on the group meme league message chat. Tony's team is like Bitcoin. It's scary. I don't know if it's gonna be good. It could maybe pan out, but I want absolutely nothing to do with it. If you want a team name suggestion, Tony, change your team name to cryptocurrency, because you're playing a dangerous game that I don't think it's going to pan out, drafting AB and Melvin Gordon on the same team. Like, yeah, you're trying to be like, oh, yeah, I'll just throw some money in. And, you know, I won't put in a lot in, but, you know, it could pay huge.
$70.
It could pay huge dividends. Yeah,
$70.
That's what you do with Bitcoins. You put in a good amount of money, but not like an outrageous amount. And you're trying to cash in big time.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's what Tony tried to do, but I think he's just going to piss away his money on that. I don't like his team. Sammy Watkins, I don't know. It looked like a great performance with Patrick Mahomes. That could be strong, but I can't be a believer just on it right in week one. And he's on his fucking bench, and I got to look at what's on your starting lineup.
That's true.
You can't pick a defense. I really liked Kevin Plow's team when I did my draft analysis. He put up a good matchup against me. If Marlon Mack can keep doing what he's doing and Joe Mixon plays – even if Joe Mixon doesn't play, he can replace him with Aaron Jones. It's probably a scary matchup against the Vikes, but he's still a guy he can throw in.
Yeah. Only two players on Tony's team scare me.
I'm going to go with Kevin Plow. We're in agreement there.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I got a writer picked down.
We both picked Evan.
Yeah, you know what I meant. All right, next matchup. The coefficient Andrew Flick.
The luckiest bastard in the league.
Playing Ryan Eason, double edge, double anal. I'll go first. Looking at the quarterback matchup, Rodgers and Brady. That's easy, especially if Brady gets AB. I'll pick Brady in that one. Kerryon Johnson.
Clean Miami, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a hot, hot, hot matchup for him. And I'm going to throw in James White there. Can I ask you for advice on the podcast? Is that allowed? I'm not playing you.
Yeah.
Robert Woods or T.Y. Hilton? I had T.Y. on the bench, and that guy went
I know.
It's good, but Robert Woods is playing the New Orleans. That should be a high-scoring game.
It's in L.A.,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. T.Y. Hilton is playing Tennessee. The Titans' D is not bad.
No, they just they took it to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. They put up like 27.
I think I'm going to keep it the way it is. Might see me switching to T.Y.
Yeah.
Just a heads up.
I mean, because the Rams have a lot of
pointy
mouths to feed.
Yeah, maybe I'll ask like who he wants to lose to.
Yeah.
Robert Woods or T.Y.
Bad.
Yeah. Let's see. He's got Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry's not going to do what he did.
Yeah, and Amari Cooper isn't either. Fuck that.
Well, and TJ Hawkinson Washington. Put up a historic performance week one. His only tight end ever.
Hey, I'll say this. I like TJ Hawkinson.
I don't care.
They drafted him 8th overall for a reason. That guy's going to be good.
He put up the most yards by a tight end in his debut ever.
You know what? I'm going to go with me. Fuck it. Worst to first, right? What do you got?
I got you too.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Andrew's team's gonna regress.
Okay.
When I say I mean it, I hope.
Alright, next up we got
hey
what do Eckler versus 0-1 without Le'Veon Bell. Sure it rhymes. you're projected to win 105.2 and 99.1. Who do you like in this matchup?
Me.
Okay. any reason why? Or?
Well, Tyreek Hill's out. David Montgomery is their second option in running, and he's splitting time with what's his name. Green Bay looked good defensively. Even if it was against the abysmal Bears, but it's not like our offense is anything high powered. At least in the passing game, so yeah. Me.
Okay.
I think Saquon's gonna bounce back. McCaffrey's playing Tampa, they're bad. Jacksonville's bad. Tyrell Williams against Kansas City. I just think I'm gonna bounce back.
This is a close matchup for me. Mahomes and Watson are pretty equal in my mind. Dalvin, McCaffrey, I'll give the edge to McCaffrey by a little bit. Saquon and Eckler, there's so much unpredictability with Eckler. Has potential to be close. I'll give it to Thielen over Boyd a little bit. I like Tyrell Williams. He's Oakland's number one now. Definitely over Emmanuel Sanders.
5 for 105 in a tutty.
Don't know who you're going to play over a tight end, but probably not going to be better than Kittle. And then Devonta Freeman, I'll give you the
He scored less than David Montgomery.
I'll give you the win, though, over David Montgomery. He's got he's got Philly. That's not an easy matchup either, but he should put up a little bit more. Let's see. I'll go him. Let's see. I got you winning five out of the four matchups. Like we gotta agree again.
Oh, the last one we're going to agree on, too.
You think so?
It's Leaf, Blad, and whoever.
Zimmel.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not as cake as I thought it would be. It's not as cake as you thought it would be. And don't worry, I have a tiebreaker.
Ooh.
If we pick the same matchups. That's not it. Oh, wait. No, it's not. I lied. It's Tyler. I'm an idiot.
Okay.
I'm an idiot. let's see. He's got. Oh my God, leave that. Give me some players so I can try.
Does he have anyone on his bench that's like?
So I can
like
try
better?
To give me agree, or disagree with Dave.
Cooper Kupp against New Orleans could be good.
Matt Breida?
Breida? Yeah.
Can you play some players, yeah. Dave? Can you, for the love of fuck, can you just switch?
Well,
can you switch your bench with your starting lineup, Lee?
Well, I don't know, because
okay,
Mike Evans.
I'll put in Russell Wilson over Mitch Trubisky first and foremost.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
His problem is the running back.
Kenyon Drake. Put in Matt Breida over Kenyon Drake. Sorry, Tyler. I'm giving Leaf bad advice. I don't care.
Yeah, Russell Wilson's playing Pitt, and Pitt just got destroyed.
He's got two Tampa Bay wide receivers in a starting lineup. Dave, Leaf bad. What are you doing? You think Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are both going to go off every week with Jameis fucker in the pussy Winston throwing?
Give you $2 if you guess who his best performer was last week.
Not either of those guys?
His whole team, who his best starter was last week.
We did fastest 3 minutes, but I usually black out during that. I'm guessing it's going to be Nick Chubb.
Bears defense.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure it was. I'm like 100% sure it was the Bears defense. Check.
We can look at that maybe somewhere. I might have closed out that tab. Hang on.
So I think they put up a number.
Just ESPN's fucking site is slow. Did I mention I fucking hate ESPN's new
site?
Yeah,
it's
not. It's. What the hell is this team? Here we go.
Hope I'm right.
God, the tabs used to just fucking load right up. Now they added too much fancy shit. Now they take forever to load. I hope you're right, too. It scored 10. Oh. No, his kicker 30. Got the most. His kicker scored the most.
That's what I was looking at.
His kicker scored the most. Well, 16. I mean, you were on to something there.
I thought they put up more.
All right. Where's this shit matchup again? Here we go.
It's got to be Tyler, right?
Yeah, you're picking Tyler.
Evan Engram, 11 for 113, a touchdown. Killed it.
Carson, all right, is there anyone on Tyler's team I don't like? Guys, he's got Chris Carson, Zeke, and James Conner. That's some good fucking running backs. And he's got Julio and Wentz. Oh, my God. I got to pick Tyler. Let's just do the tiebreaker.
Okay.
We'll do your matchup for the tiebreaker. We'll do total points score. So we'll take, you know, what you think you're going to score, what Al's going to score, add up the total. Write it down on the sheet of paper.
Can you just type it in?
No, I want you to write it down and then I'm going to say mine.
Oh, okay.
And you can't change it based off what I say. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're saying it live. All right.
Okay.
All right, you got it?
Oh, I do.
Remember, we do decimal points. I'll say mine first. I got you winning 107.1 to 104.3.
Okay.
So for a total of 211.4.
Can I just say the total then?
Yeah.
Okay, 234.
Okay. So whoever gets closer to the
the actual to score. It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no Price is Right rules, none of that shit. Whoever's closest.
Okay.
Just like MNF total score and pick them. All right. Sounds good. You said 234?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So it is written, so it shall be done. All right. Let's throw out maybe some sleeper picks, some guys to look out for and pick up. Let's go to the receivers because that's probably the most interesting
fact.
So for you non-league listeners out here, this is the part of the show you want to turn up the volume on. So there's a lot of guys that went off. We had John Brown with the Buffalo Bills, wide receiver. John Ross III of Cincinnati. Marquise Brown with Baltimore. Jameson Crowder with the New York Jets. All these guys had very, very solid performances. A couple of the guys I do like. I do like John Brown. He's the number one option for the Bills. And here's a take. Josh Allen, not a bad fantasy quarterback.
Yeah.
And I like John Ross III with no A.J. Green. I think that could be a good go-to guy. A lot of people are maybe thinking Tyler Boyd. Maybe John Ross III is a little bit better option. I would sit on Marquise Brown. I wouldn't jump right on that guy's dick. He only played, I think it was like 15 snaps or something like that. Or
four catches.
Four catches. This happens every fucking year. Week one, there's a guy that has like 150 yards, two touchdowns off like three catches and goes off and people blow their load on the waiver wire. This year it's Marquise Brown. Last year, I don't know who it was. It was probably a Bucs receiver when Fitzpatrick was throwing the ball 50 yards constantly and just hucking it up and people were catching it. Like DeSean Jackson or something was probably that guy last year. But, yeah, I'm not big on Marquise Brown picking him up, but I do like the other Brown, John Brown and John Ross.
Yeah.
For receivers. Anyone I'm missing here on the waiver wire for receivers?
Those are all pretty much the obvious ones.
Yeah. And then
Chris Conley.
We can include tight ends, too, since they catch. The guy that everyone's on is Darren Waller.
Fact.
Everyone's on his dick. Oakland tight end. He's one of their probably – he had a lot of looks on Monday night game. Hard Knocks was all up on him. He looks good.
Damn. Yeah, that's, like, it for tight end. Austin Hooper had a really good game.
Eric Ebron, what did he do for Indy? Didn't he?
Nothing.
He did nothing. Yeah, he did nothing. Wouldn't even know when he was on the team.
Yeah. Tyler Everett had like five catches or something for like 40 yards.
Kind of funny seeing Rudolph on the waiver wire, and probably is on the waiver wire in a lot of other leagues too. But
0 points.
Yeah, I don't know. They got a lot of tight ends, and I don't know. Running backs.
AP
and Chris Thompson. One of those might be available. I know Chris Thompson might be available in some other leagues.
Yeah.
I think he's available in my other league, especially if you're in PPR. Chris Thompson's a solid play. Definitely Adrian Peterson with guys being out.
The only thing with like Washington running backs, they're going to be behind a lot.
Giovanni Bernard, the guy that was the eighth gym leader in Pokemon, he might be okay to play with Joe Mixon if that injury tears up and gets a little bit worse. Once you get that one little late injury, lingering injury, it can learn. I don't know. It's a question mark that
a lingering injury.
Yeah, might want to just strap up. Frank the Tank Gore, the guy's like 65, but still can put up some decent fantasy numbers. Someone if you're really desperate and not terrible to pick up, especially if you've got a lot of bench spots. Quarterback, definitely sleepers you can pick up. Dak Prescott, he's playing to get that paycheck. I know you're a fan of him.
Yeah. How'd Derek Carr do? 14?
Derek Carr played unbelievable. I don't know how he played fantasy-wise.
Fantasy-wise was great.
Yeah, 14.6.
Matt Stafford had a game, though.
Yeah, Matt Stafford. God, the fucking Lions, man. They just always find a way to blow games. They tie against the Cardinals.
Yeah, after being up 18.
The Cardinals and Kyler Murray looked like a high school football team in the first half.
For 3.5 quarters.
And then just went off. So Kyler Murray, another little sneaky fantasy guy you can – you might be able to pick up in some league. Kirk Cousins threw the ball 10 times only, and the Vikings still won. And how did he do fantasy?
7.1.
He had a rushing touchdown. No, he had a rushing touchdown.
He had 7.1.
No, 14.3.
He had 14.3. Who had 7.1? Jameis.
Yeah, Jameis Winston is bad. Avoid picking up Jameis Winston. I think Andrew, my buddy that was on here last episode, liked him. Gave him as a sleeper pick. I disagree with that after week one.
Yeah.
The guy sucks. I don't care if he has Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. The guy sucks. You know who doesn't suck? That I kind of already alluded to earlier. Josh Allen. Doesn't look terrible, especially from fantasy.
Yeah.
Pretty athletic. He can put up. Here's a take. Josh Allen will be a top 10 fantasy quarterback by the year. We got 10 players in our league. 10 players in most leagues. So in theory, someone should be starting Josh Allen every week.
Not it. Didn't he have like. I aggressively clicked that. He had four turnovers.
Four turnovers, still put up 16 fantasy points.
He had 10 carries.
The best four turnovers.
He's the best running back on the team.
The four best four turnover performance ever. Like, the guy is a stud at making mistakes and not.
Are we going to make a bet right now?
He's 18 Josh Allen, right now. On Josh Allen being a top 10 fan. Yeah, I don't know. What do you want to bet?
I don't know. Burrito or something.
Just another burrito?
Yeah, we shouldn't do the $50 again like last year.
Yeah, that upset
the saga.
Did that upset you?
No.
All right, Josh Allen will be a top 10 fantasy quarterback. I'll bet that.
Okay.
It's a really risky bet by me.
For a burrito.
But it's only a burrito. Fuck it. I like giving you burritos.
Yeah.
Dave, did you have some sleepers that you didn't mention? I know I kind of went off on a tear there.
Not really. I mean, what was it? Terry McLaurin, did you say him for Washington?
I did not.
The rookie, he put up like, from Ohio State, he put up like 5 for 125 and a touchdown. And Case Keenum is semi-decent at feeding receivers the ball.
Yeah, I think he had like 380 yards, a couple touchdowns. He had a good
if not him, the other guy.
I don't even see him.
Oh, Mecole Hardman too. Mecole? Apparently now the number 2 receiver on Kansas City, who didn't get a target last game, but I mean, anyone that's in that offense should get a shot. That's pretty much it. There isn't really like. Do we say Malcolm Brown?
No, there isn't. I know that.
I mean, we mentioned him.
Who's the Jacksonville quarterback that took over for Big Dick Nick? He actually plays
undrafted.
Good.
His name. He's got a.
That's like deep. That's like a deep sleeper. Just like an early week one performance. But the guy wasn't bad.
What was his name? His name was Gardner Minshew, undrafted rookie.
Yeah. So you know, looking at him and maybe some Jacksonville receivers,
Chris Conley
might not be crazy.
Chris Conley, 6 for 97 in a touchdown. Yeah. DJ Chark had a touchdown.
Yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo, I would avoid him. He looked kind of scary. I would not pick up Jimmy. Philip Rivera, he's available. Well, Jesus Christ, I might just pick him up just so I can have him on my roster.
Absolutely,
if Philip Rivera is on your waiver wire, pick him up.
He's top 10.
You know what they say, for every kid he has, he's going to score, throw 4 passing touchdowns, and I think he has like 10, so.
Damn.
Yeah. All right, Asian Dave, anything else we got to talk about?
I don't think so.
All right, well. That wraps up tonight's episode. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.